Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, appreciate you folks stopping by Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available to download at your leisure. We have a fantastic young man joining us this afternoon. Finished his career at Hawaii. He began his career at the College of the Sequoias there in California, but it's none other than Gene Pryor. He also was at the Tropical Bowl, and he made a habit of being one of the best in the Mountain West Conference, second team all Mountain West, and arrived there, he was honorable Mountain West. So tons of accolades and things to talk about with Gene. But that said, Gene, fabulous career. You're currently training at Grosseti Performance there in Newcastle, PA. Can you believe college has come and gone, and now you're preparing for the NFL draft?
Thank you for having me. It's crazy. My college career really flew by, but it was nothing but a blessing. God put me on that path, and now he's put me on another one, and that's to start my journey to the NFL.
Fair enough. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Obviously coming to fruition for you, Gene. So I'm curious, growing up, were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go, or did it take some time to kind of find out who you were on the field and become the guy that we see today?
It definitely was a process. Growing up, I was more leaning towards basketball. I thought I was going to be a basketball player, but, over time, around eighth grade, I got more into football. It took me a while to fall in love with the game, but as soon as I got better, I got bigger and stronger and faster. And so that's what kind of helped me, ease into it more. And along with the coaching and people around me, it helped me fall in love with the game, and it helped me get me to the point where I'm at right now.
Excellent. And I'm curious, did you play both sides of the ball in high school, and how did you end up on the O-line?
Yes, sir. So freshman year of high school, I coming in, I thought I was going to be a tight end. I had some hands. I could catch in warm-ups, but when it came to the game time, it was not me. So my sophomore year, I moved to O-line because they said I was quick. So I thought I could help out there, and I did. And I ended up moving to defensive line as well, just because of my size and my speed. And so from sophomore year all the way up to senior year, I played D-line and O-line, and that's where I really shined at.
Definitely, and you must have done well enough. Again, fabulous collegiate career, and now we're here talking as you prepare for this next level. So I'm curious, a guy like you, you arrive at the Mountain West, you have instant success. How did you kind of get overlooked? What happened where you had to go the JUCO route?
It wasn't cutting in the classroom while I was a non-qualifier coming out of high school, so I had to go to junior college and make up those credits in those classes and kind of start fresh. And so that's why it kind of cuts down your recruiting when you go from high school to JUCO. But I was blessed enough when Coach Rolo and Coach Mayor came to find me at COS, and they brought me back to the Division I level. So that was a blessing.
Definitely. And we had somebody on yesterday, Tariq, though. He began at Northwest Mississippi, and then he finished his career at Ole Miss. JUCO route, kind of same thing, grades, but he said he wouldn't have changed it. He said it actually helped him so much to be having that opportunity. Do you kind of share that same philosophy where that really kind of helped ground you and just kind of get you better prepared? So when you went to Hawaii, you knew there was kind of nothing to worry about?
Yes, sir. So, like, going to JUCO, it kind of teaches you to grow up and be a man really fast, because you're doing stuff on your own now. So, you don't really have the guidance of your parents anymore, and you have to learning how to be around people from different places and work with new coaches and kind of grow up really fast because you're on a time slot to go to JUCO for 2 years and get out. And so that's what really helped me being under that fire a little bit, and that helped me when I got to Hawaii because it was kind of the same thing, but just going out to Hawaii, I'm on my own. I'm away from my family. I'm around new people. So going to JUCO really helped me set me up for Hawaii and being around a new environment.
Wonderfully said. Once again, Gene Priority, standout from Hawaii, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we bring down what this young man brings to this next level. So you're down at the Tropical Bowl, I think the 15th of January. I think that's when you guys were down there. I could be wrong. But kind of take us through that experience and what it was like for you.
It was a wonderful experience. I got to go down there, meet some of the guys. I even met some people that I'm training with up here right now at GP. But just going down there, I kind of had something to prove. And playing at Hawaii, I played tackle all my years of my collegiate career. And so I wanted to go down there to the Tropical Bowl and show scouts and everyone around there that I could play guard as well. It was a new beginning for me, but I was ready for the battle. You know, I had my little lumps here and there, but I feel like I fought pretty well and showed people what I could do.
Awesome. And what's that like knowing that those guys with those NFL logos are watching you and showing interest in you? Does it validate all the hard work that you've done to this point?
Yes, sir. Seeing all those people around, all the scouts that were there, it just kind of, you know, there's points in my life where I was just kind of confused of where I wanted to go. But, you know, when God, he gives you blessings, and he gave me the abilities that I have right now. He wants me to use those for this game of football for right now. And so that's what I'm trying to lean on. And just seeing those guys, there's nothing but huge blessings and being able to show out in front of those guys.
Excellent. And in terms of that right tackle guard position, do you see yourself more at that guard level, at a guard at the next level?
Yes, sir. Being at Hawaii, I was able to play right tackle, left guard and center, and left guard and left tackle. So I kind of have that Swiss Army knife mentality. I can swing at all positions. That's what I'm really looking for.
Excellent. And I ask all the guys that come on the program, if we threw you in that film room, NFL scouts, you are all in the room watching your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities that they're going to make, that you make them want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I would have to say for me is my quick pitch in off the ball, my independent hand usage, just really the technique I play with, my vision when I'm in the game, what I can see, how I see things differently than a lot of guys. Just stuff like that, how I am on the field, my poise, and how I play as a player. This is overall.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? And we know that, you know, sometimes NFL personnel do listen in if they're interested in a particular guy. This is your show, Gene. You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe the system that you ran in Hawaii didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. Great in the community. What do these teams need to know that can help you fall in their good graces around draft time?
That I'm a guy who comes from coming out of JUCO. I had to start over going from high school, going to JUCO, and I had to work my way up. And, you know, and everything I got right now, it comes from hard work. I'm a dude who's going to go in there no matter the circumstances and work my tail off for any team that is willing to pick me up. I'm a lead by example type of guy. I pick my teammates up, whoever's around me. I'm a great listener. I take in a lot of the notes that coaches tell me. I'm a coachable guy, and I'm just ready to work. In any environment, I'm ready to work.
Very nicely said. And prior to you coming on the program, we texted your teammate, Colby Burton, and he had this to say about you. He said, great guy, ultimate team player, and he put he is, and then he put in all caps, he is Hawaii. That's kind of a nice statement. How do you feel about that?
I feel like that's a blessing. that he said something so nice about me. Kobe Bird, he's a hardworking dude. He's another guy. He came in from McNeese, and, you know, he had a big chip on his shoulder, and he never let anything get him down. And all he wanted to do was just work his tail off and prove that he is one of those guys who can get on the team and make an instant impact, and I believe he is.
Definitely. Excellent stuff. Gene, not everybody who listens in is draft-oriented. Some guys or some girls, some folks, if you will, just love Hawaii football. Share some of your favorite memories just about being out there and doing your thing.
It's a blessing, you know. I'm a guy who comes from California, and so going out there and being around the Hawaiian culture and just being around people from Hawaii, you know, they accept you in as family, and they show you the ropes, whether it's going to the beach or going to get some poke and stuff and just showing you aloha. That was one of the biggest blessings to me, and just showing me a different type of style of living. And so I loved it out there. I love my teammates, my brothers, all my friends that I made out there. You know, it was nothing but a blessing coming into my life. And, you know, coming from where I come from, it's a huge change, but I loved it every moment of it.
And I'm pretty confident, since we're probably about 45 minutes away from each other. Looking out the window right now is what you're looking at in Western PA, a little bit different from the scenery in Hawaii, Gene?
Well, it's definitely, you know, it doesn't really snow at all in Hawaii, you know, and that's my knowledge. So it's different coming out here. Weather change, ain't no beaches, and so I love it, though, you know. Come from this where I live in California, so I'm kind of used to it, but it's just not really as cold and not really as snowy. So
fair enough. Hey man, we were almost out of time. We always like to leave with some lighthearted off the wall questions. We call it three and out. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
Now, you said you've been training at Grissetti Performance in Newcastle, PA. Terry Grissetti does a fabulous job there. When you arrive at your next workout, when you walk through the doors of the facility, Gene Pryor is going to be the trainer. What trainer are you going to pick to work out? Who are you going to put through a little hell and watch them sweat?
Oh, from Grossetti?
Uh-huh.
Kyle Piper.
What are you going to make him do?
I'm going to make him do, I don't know, I'm going to make him do some up downs or something, jumping over hurdles.
I love it. You know, when you walk through the door, that's going to be on your mind or something. And
yeah.
How about this one? Kind of sticking to the theme of working out and being at Grissetti's, you said you've been down there for 7 weeks. Is Gene Pryor looking in the mirror each day, kind of checking himself out, seeing the change in the body mass?
Yeah, you know, I do. You know, you can't help it but do that, because Grossetti, down here at Grossetti, they get you right every day. And so we work every day, and they know what they're doing. And so once you're looking that good, you know, you can't help it. So.
Hey, all that hard work, you got to appreciate it. You got to show it off. And then the final one, it might be hard to believe sitting here late February as March is about to come to the calendar, but the draft right around the corner, draft week, draft weekend, if you will, when you're with family and friends, you're about to celebrate this next journey. Who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
The best cook in the family?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I got a couple of them. Can I name my top five?
This is your show. You can do whatever you want, my man.
Okay. I'll have
to
go.
Go ahead.
Oh, you prefer to do the one? I do the one.
That way it's just fun, because then, so when they listen in, they're going to give you some, you know what.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to go, with my little brother, Jagger's Katsu Chicken.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah, he makes some good Katsu Chicken, yeah.
Nice.
That sounds delicious. Now, that has to be pretty special because you said you were going to name five and you eliminated four. So that must be a pretty big mantle, pretty dang good chicken for you to kind of give him that. Fair enough?
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while. And, you know, it's good, but, you know, you can't give your little brother too much props.
I love it. Gene, hey, a pleasure to have you on the program. We appreciate your time. Your brother's on the clock. You were also on the clock. Draft day, chicken, and to hear your name come off the board. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and hopefully I'll make it out to Grossetti's. I get to meet you in person. But until then, please, man, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see you at the next level, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Appreciate you.
Nope.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is Gene Pryor of Hawaii here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.